This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Hour number two, good to have you with us. We will do the picks later in the hour. Just get done with the Prop Bet Casino, talk a little Lions. We got our Thanksgiving draft to do. Let's get to the Lions for a minute. So, David, you had something you wanted to bring up. Now, people, I want to tell you, Enrico, I don't know if you even know the topic. I just want to tell you, I think David is on crack. And I mean, seriously, you need to be drug tested for this take. But as you get ready for your Thanksgiving and you want to relax, watch the Lions, they're off to their best start in 94 seasons. It has been electric. Here's what David is bringing to the table. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I heard people texting into the morning show this morning, basically telling them they were bored with their team, bored with the Detroit Lions. And I wondered, are fans missing the drama? Missing the drama of, oh, we're not sure if our kicker's good. Well, he's good. Oh, we're not sure about Thanksgiving. Well, you're a 10-point favorite on Thanksgiving. Are you missing the drama of what the Detroit Lions used to give you? Because, I mean, me personally, I would love for my team to be your team. Well, I don't have to worry about things every week. We can just go out there and we'll just win. Many fans saying they were bored with this team, and maybe you're missing the drama.
You know what? I'd say this, David.
Oh, my God.
I would say this, and it was kind of touched upon in the last hour when we talked about, you know, watching the game with relatives and new people, and if you missed it, Odyssey Rewind.
Good plug.
Thank you. but I guess the Lions used to be background noise. The Thanksgiving Day game was background noise because you knew they were going to lose. Remember, there was a time where other teams were petitioning, hey, maybe we should take the game away from Detroit because all they ever do is lose. Now, they've still lost seven in a row, even managed to lose last year in a great season. But missing the drama? I got to think, if you're a diehard Lions fan, you're embracing this. I mean, when I'm reading articles and I had to double take, be like, wait, is this real? The Lions, under certain scenarios, could actually clinch a playoff spot this weekend. Now, we all know they were going to make the playoffs. You knew that was going to happen. But to have it happen this early, I got to think that anybody who misses the drama, Man, I don't know what kind of childhood you had growing up, because you have to be loving this, because there is no stress, because you can't, you know what? You may be able to help your mother in the kitchen because the game's over at halftime.
I can just tell you, David, look, if this were your third Super Bowl run, if it was something you'd been accustomed to, if you've already had multiple Lombardi trophies in the case, I might understand what you're saying is that, look, I can tell you, I have fun because of what I do for a living, because this is giving people a joy they've never experienced. But if you're talking actual football, is it boring? Yes. There's no drama. We always joke about RFR, Root for Radio. Well, there's only so many blowouts that you're going to have before it kind of becomes passé. Like the idea that you're a 10-point favorite tomorrow, I don't think you can have a real conversation about the game. If they lose, it would be from out of nowhere, because nothing in their profile is suggestive that they are going to lose any game ever. If it happens, it happens. So on that, in that sense, but remember, what we do for a living is very niche. The average Lion fan has been given nothing over their adult life. So the fact that this team is doing this, no, I can't imagine saying, hey, I miss more drama. Now, drama can be good if you win, but I'm with Rico in this regard. This is uncharted territory. You're in euphoria phase. I think you're just enjoying killing everybody. Yeah. Like, great example. The only thing I've ever had like this in my life would be 2013 MSU, where they went out and won every conference game by double figures. Had never been done in the history of the Big Ten. They went out and dominated everyone, start to finish. And like, yeah, that didn't get boring. It was awesome.
No, oh, no, it did not.
You know what's boring? What we're watching now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I look at it as, and let's just use the Thanksgiving Day analogy. You go from sitting at the kids' table to, David, now you're the Lions, it's your house, and you're carving the turkey. That's where you are right now.
It's I just received a missive from a friend of mine who's a massive Lions fan, wonderful human being, has gone to road games as well, real fan. This is a direct quote to you, David. Any bleep hole that misses the drama is, in fact, a bleep hole. On what planet do fans not love this? Close quote.
Look, I agree. I totally agree with that text. I couldn't believe there were people texting in earlier saying they were bored.
Yeah, but it's no secret the morning show's listeners are less intelligent than ours. Come on. Come on. Who are we kidding?
It just makes no sense to
Here's
me.
Here's the drama they need to embrace. Chasing a one seed. Chasing home field advantage. The drama that you can't lose a game because if you do, you could lose everything. Right. That all of a sudden you could lose the dream of an NFC championship game in Ford Field, Super Bowl, Rico nude celebrating in the streets of Detroit. It could all be gone. That's your drama. Your job now is to never lose because the Eagles are right on your ass. Now, if you get to a point where the Eagles are two games behind you and there's 3 weeks to go or something and you go, that's kind of boring.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I might get there, but to me, this is such a one-off. It's historical.
Yeah, your drama is watching every game that Philly plays and every game that Minnesota plays, because they're your direct competition, especially now that Minnesota has signed Vanilla Vic. So maybe they could be a problem. But yes, you have to keep winning. If you were up and right now they had a 3-game lead over everybody, maybe you could say you're bored.
Man, but
they
don't.
You can't say, yeah, right. But you, missing drama? No. You trust me when I say years from now, you'll be talking about this year as the good old days.
If this season goes the way we think it's going to go, yes, this will be the season you look back forever. But the problem, and look, we don't need to go there today. The problem is you better enjoy this now, because if they do this, you'll never enjoy it the same way again. And what I mean by that is, like, when MSU made the Rose Bowl, you never enjoy it the same way again. It's hard to match that. The Cotton Bowl felt like a disappointment. Then they made the playoff. And after that, I got to be quite honest with you. That was it. Job well done. I don't need tickets anymore. It's not the same. You won't tolerate anything less. And it takes away a lot of your joy. There's an innocence to it. This is the first real championship run. Real one. Anyone has ever been on, unless you are literally like 93 years old and you were like roommates with Dutch Clark. There's an innocence to it.
Yeah. Well,
you're right. You know what I mean, Rico? I mean, it's same thing. Like, look at me as a Yankee fan. I'll never get the enjoyment I got from 1996. Now it's just like, will you win the damn thing so I can stop caring again? It's not what it was when I was a kid and I had never seen them win it.
Yeah.
So that's where the Lion fan is at.
Yeah, because especially if you win this whole thing, then going to the NFC championship game and losing, you can be like, oh man, this season sucked. Man, what's wrong with our team?
But see, that's the drama. What you just said. There is no falling short. Anything other than a championship, this season's a failure. Now, you can call up and how can you ever say that at all? Please, I dealt with that with Michigan State fans for years. How can you say the Final Four is a failure? Because at a certain point, you have to win one.
Mike, how can you say the Holiday Bowl was a failure?
Okay.
I get it. Nope. Because once the expectations are there, once you've achieved the ultimate goal, anything less is just totally unacceptable as a fan base. Yep. And yes, you'll be spoiled.
I'll just tell you this. I look at sports differently, and I'm not asking you guys to interrupt the sportsgasm. Do your thing. Just know there is a sadness attached to this. Because once you win it, nothing short of doing it again will ever make you happy. So it is the ultimate give back, and no fan base in sports deserves it more than you, but nothing will ever be the same if they get this done. So to answer David's question, yeah, F you, David. That's where I'm at.
Because I think in order to get the feeling back, your team has to hit rock bottom, kind of the way that, like, the Pistons and the Wings. Both experienced championships, but now if you win it again, it's almost like you never experienced the stuff in the past. That's stuff you read in history books.
Yes. 248-539-9797. But yes, I'd love to know the emotional check-in. I mean, think about this. Thanksgiving Day, they've lost 7 in a row. They are double-digit favorites. Now, I'm not going to say who. I'm in the holiday spirit. I'm not going to hit anybody with a bus. Two people in this building have said they think they're losing tomorrow. It ain't me. And it ain't Rico. And it's not David. And it's not old John Denver over there. Nope. No. Jeez. I'm just telling you. The expectation is they're going to win the damn game. But think about another narrative that the Lions get to destroy. They never win on Thanksgiving. Go and do it. 7 in a row? No, end that streak. But what's the emotional check-in now? I mean, you're sitting here. Guys, we're all going to be putting the Christmas tree up or whatever the hell you celebrate, whatever. It's a holiday season, and this team is the Super Bowl favorite. On a short week against the division opponent, they're laying 10 points. I don't think anybody really expects them to lose or is worried. It doesn't mean that they can't or won't lose. David, I would just question the sanity of the people texting the morning show and speaking the words that you're speaking.
Maybe they started the holiday a little bit too early.
Like I said to you, I think scientifically, when we've done focus groups, we're about 19 points up on IQ afternoon to morning from a listener to listener base. Now, I may have made that up.
Hey, I like it. Go with it.
You know what, Mike? 60% of the time, it works every time.
Every time.
We have the exit poll here from Mike Valenti.
That's right. Let's go to the magic wall. 248-539-9797. I want to get with the people on it. We are going to get the picks later in the hour. We have our Thanksgiving draft. We got to have that conversation we always have. Why can't white people just figure it out? What is wrong with our menus?